the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
President of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, Wayne Hamilton. And if you just tuned in, we are playing songs exclusively by members of MAS tonight as a tribute to that fine organization that promotes not only songwriting but musical camaraderie. And if you want to learn more about MAS, go to mnsongwriters.org. Well, up next, a gentleman who says when he isn't writing and recording original songs, he spends much of his time in his Caledonia, Minnesota studio on jingle and voiceover projects. Here's Steve Battelle with Childlike.
Before I was an astronaut, and I was a gunslinger who once rode with Jesse James. climbed a mountain about a half a block from my backyard. Then I ran home for supper when my mama called my name. I hit a grand slam off a Cy Young in Comiskey Park. Sailed away with Captain Hook for treasures on lost seas. I hunted big game with the lever action BB gun. And man, you should have seen me run with the shadow chasing me. To be childlike, wide-eyed and full of wonder, off on new adventures, exploring brand new days. Oh, to be childlike, recapturing old butterflies that float around so deep inside me, keeping me awake. Caught a touchdown pass from Tarkington in overtime. Stayed on a wild sawhorse for an 8-second ride. I fought the enemy from an F-16 fuselage. It was custom built in our garage on a balsam pine. I won the Indy off the pedals of an old blue Schwinn. I crossed a raging river on an old tire swing. Was a superhero with extraordinary powers, but somewhere I've lost my wings. Oh, to be childlike, wide-eyed and full of wonder, off on new adventures, exploring brand new days. Oh, to be childlike, recapturing the butterflies that float around so deep inside me, keeping me awake.
I bet they wish they had all kinds of talks. my situation, I think you'll agree. Where he likes she, and she likes he, so whether we're laughing or sharing the blues, through it all, baby, me and you make a happy couple. Most of the time, a happy couple. I said most of the time, a happy couple.
Rebecca Odland, a reflective singer-songwriter who brings a collection of honest songs about love and loss, new beginnings, and living authentically. Her edgy folk music spans styles from folk to rock to country. And she, of course, is a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, whom we feature tonight. Another man who's part of that fine group, Tom Englehart, a singer-songwriter from Lakeville, who enjoys jamming as much as he can. Here's Tom with Little Ladybug.
Calling for you, my little.
That's Mr. Andrew Spreck, a man who got his musical training from listening to Joe Cocker, Sly and the Family Stone. What a great group. Santana and Jimi Hendrix. And after hearing them, he just knew he had to play guitar. Well, up next, a lady from, I want to say, the Duluth area. Her name is, she's from the Twin Cities. Her name is Deb Barrett. And her musical preferences lean toward country with a strong folk rock influence. And Deb has a real good tip for you songwriters here. She keeps a notebook and regularly utilizes her audio record feature on her cell phone to capture ideas that she can graft into songs when the muse directs. Here's Deb Barrett with Crossing Bridges here on MHB.
Dotted center lines flying by like stitches in my broken heart, hiding from the rear view mirror before I fall apart. Doesn't matter which way I go, I'm on the fast track. All I'm seeing now are signs saying, don't you dare look back. Crossing bridges I wish I could burn. Where can I rest my dreams for a while? Strumming my guitar for tips at the bar. I'll take another round of miles. Another round of miles. Wake up in the morning all alone on the escape. Empty the tip jar, won't get too far, anywhere my heart can't break. Crossing bridges I wish I could burn. Where can I rest my dreams for a while? Strumming my guitar for tips at the bar. I'll take another round of miles. Another. Unfilled pages in my book, this life yet to record. But moving forward one day at a time is all I can afford. Crossing bridges I wish I could burn. Where can I rest my dreams for a while? Strumming my guitar for tips at the bar. I'll take another round of miles. Another round of miles.
Decided the one be divided. You, me, him, her, us, them. Was it the other that became the mother of up, down, in, out, now and then? Where did it start, this falling apart? The beginning, the middle, the end? Was it once one, but not enough fun? So the truth began to pretend. Did the whole become part? Did the end reach the start? Did loneliness create a friend? Did love need a lover? Did push need a shover? Did receiving require a send? Now, put it back together, the ink, parchment, and feather. was it not won? The game and the fun. Now it's over. Please start it again.
That's a poet, an MAS member, and my best friend. I have about four best friends, Mr. Don Karski, but Don and I go back the farthest. Or is it the furthest? It's the furthest. Back to 1965 with the Esquires from the North Branch, Taylor's Falls area, Artindale Madison, Don on drums, and myself, a neophyte on bass. And I thank him for giving me my... not my start, but my second band in my life. And it was fun, even though it was short-lived. And I got to learn how to do my steps on stage. Well, up next, a man born in Germany, but he lives in the Twin Cities now. He's Tony Wentersdorf. Here's Tony with his song, One Hit Wonder, here on Homebrew.
Just a one-hit wonder in a little two-bit scam. His own superhero, a flash in the pan. He's just a teenage has-been inside a senior mold. An all-American idol with his brains on permanent hold. His whole life has been scripted by TV rerun shows, a sense of self encrypted with videos and black holes. His paradigms have shifted to pagers and cell phones. All sense of purpose drifted to places he can't go. Spends all day in cyberspace with a white mouse in his hand. His nights before the boob tube, adrift in la-la land. He could have been a contender if he'd only had the verve, but got caught in a blender and really lost his nerve. What a sad life,
what a sad life,
full of bad dreams. Nothing but strife,
and a bunch of failed
schemes. What a sad tale,
what a sad tale.
Broken down heart,
broken down heart.
Everything still,
everything still.
Falling apart,
falling apart.
Just a one-hit wonder in a little two-bit scam. His own superhero, a flash in the pan. He's just a teenage has-been inside a senior mold. An all-American idol with his brains on permanent hold. An all-American idol with his brains on permanent hold.
I don't know what made me do it, maybe something in the air, something in my coffee cup or cyberspace somewhere. It was a gift of inspiration, it was like a dream came true. I knew I'd found my new best friend with me and my tattoo. Well, it would never wash off or stain my underwear, never crack or dent or have to go in for repairs. And it would never wander off without me wandering too. What a match, we're so attached, me and my tattoo. And I say, hey, look at me. I say, hey, look at me. There's a work of art on every part of me. It crept down from my collar, through my shirt sleeves to my cuffs, and into where the sun don't shine, and getting there was tough. It wrapped itself around my legs, and I was sure I felt it move. My socks and shoes were crowded with me and my tattoo. The winding vines and roses, they looked like they would grow. Cherubs pointed arrows at the lovers down below. And the banner flag announcing that I love my mother too. Made her proud to be a part of me and my tattoo. And I say, hey, look at me. I say, hey, look at me. There's a work of art on every part of me. There's a work of art on every part of me. The lines and colors faded with the years and wear and tear, and I got old and wrinkled and was sagging everywhere. But the nurses in my nursing home still laugh till they turn blue when I throw off all my clothes and show off me and my tattoo. And I say, hey, look at me. And I say, hey, look at me. There's a work of art on every part of me.
That's Mr. Mark Grimm. Mark is a gentleman I shared the stage with at Precision Grind down in Minneapolis. And he even sang a song by Mr. Nigel Egg, who's coming up here after this next song by Mike Redquist and Karina Hackert, titled Don't Run Away. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1.
It's bittersweet when you hold me, warms up all my lonely nights, fills me with guilty feelings. I know it's wrong, but it feels so right. The first time that she kissed me, electric sparks ran through. Now I can never be the same. Don't run away, baby, please stay. Don't leave me all alone. Don't run away, baby, please stay. but still we keep on loving, no matter all our cards. Don't run away, baby, please stay. Don't leave me all alone. Don't run away, baby, please stay. Darling, please don't go. I know that way. Somewhere else to go. So hold me now while we have the chance. Babe, don't let me go. Don't run away, baby, please stay. Don't leave me all alone. Don't run away, baby, please stay.
Light in the room is from the big red numbers 1207, 1208. Katie said she'd be home by 11. It's not like her to be late without calling. I try to visualize pleasant things, but I can't stop the pictures of my daughter in trouble. I wish I knew where Katie was. My favorite picture of Katie was taken on the beach in England when she was 4, holding up a double ice cream cone like the Statue of Liberty holds up her torch. She's got an ice cream beard and a big wide smile for her daddy with the camera. I wish I knew where Katie was. She went out with her friends on the hockey team. She's smart, she's strong, shoots left, plays D. I'm sure they're all just fine. I don't know why I worry. I just wish I knew. It's what parents do. She likes to say she's the favorite child. Some days she is, some days she isn't. I'm gonna call the other parents if she doesn't get home in the next 20 minutes. I hope to God she's alright. I hope I don't kill her when she finally walks in the door. I wish I knew where Katie was. Gonna leave next year and be a college girl. She's smart, she's strong, works hard, makes friends. I won't know where she is or what she's doing, who she's with, who she loves. It won't do any good to worry. I just wish she'd hurry up and get home. I wish I knew where Katie was.
Very active member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, Mr. Nigel Egg. I swear I'm going to go to England. I'm an English major, and someday I'm going to go to England, and I'm going to travel from London to the southeast to Ramsburg. And I expect to see a statue of Nigel Egg there as I enter the town. Nigel, we love you, and just keep writing those great songs. I can't wait till your next album comes out, because we're going to play every single song, well, as long as they're not naughty, on Minnesota Homebrew. Up next, John Bennett, who's written well over 250 songs in his lifetime, and he's six CDs later. He's recorded for over, many years. And here's off his Folk Hero CD titled Who's That Knockin'? Here's John Bennett.
Daddy was a gambler, put it all on the line. He used to say to Mama, this'll be the last time. But the jackpot never came, we felt the emptiness inside. Until that debt was paid, we barely survived. Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on the kingdom's door? Well, there's a 50-50 chance we'll get out of here alive. When you bet on nothing, you bet your everlasting life. If you gamble on eternity, you might be surprised. It's like shaking them bones and rattling the dice. Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on the kingdom's door? It takes faith to believe nothing created this place, when the evidence is staring us right in the face. And grasping at straws, it's a misguided waste. When you reach the other door, there is no escape. Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on a kingdom's door? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking? Who's that knocking on the kingdom's door?
Pounds of wiggle room. water. I'm one leopard that can't change its spots, and it's the same old trick for the same old dog when I get to see that wiggle in her water. She knows that she drives me wild when she passes by. I'm caught up in her web. She's like a spider traps a fly. But if I'm snared, I just don't care, cause you know she's got the knack to pack 10 pounds of wiggle room in a 5-pound sack. My breath is bated, my heart's palpitating, I can't stand the wait for her gyrating when I get to see that wiggle in her walk. When I get to see that wiggle in her walk. When I get to see that wiggle in her walk.
Hey, we at MHB owe Jim Cadwell a real big apology because over the past months I've been putting an L in his name and calling him Jim Caldwell. Well, we've corrected it, Jim, and that's a mighty fine tune. Please, please send us more. We'll play them here because our motto is you send it, we'll play it. If you want to find out how to submit on Minnesota Homebrew, go to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show, click on About, and all the information is there. Up next, Kevin Bowen with I'm Doing Fine on Minnesota Homebrew.
Into my mind, there's no need to read between my lines, there's no need to hit me from behind, there's no need to save me from
about as close as we're going to get to playing Bob Dylan tonight. That's Kevin Bowen, obviously with tongue-in-cheek. He writes everything from Broadway-style musics to pop and country, and his day job is a freelance graphic designer at his own company, Bowen Design, in Eagan, Minnesota. Up next, a Northfield, Minnesota native, John Manners, who has been playing guitar since 57. Yikes, he started way before me. Well, about 6 years before me. Long in the tooth, but his group has opened for many, many luminaries, such as Love and Spoonful. In the early 70s, he recorded for the Rare Earth Motown label with Andrew Luke Oldham, who was the producer of the Rolling Stones, at the Council. So he's been around. Much farther than yours truly, here's John Manners with Yellow Moon here on Homebrew.
1, 2, 3, 4. Moon that's cold, like a heart that's old. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is dusty too, like old crusty you are. Varicose veins, recognize your name. Flows to me, burns its path to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rained all afternoon, hope it's sunny soon. Hung out on a
to say happy birthday to some famous musicians today, starting with Hugh Grundy, the drummer for the Zombies. Hugh is 69 years old today. David Gilmour, rock guitarist with Pink Floyd, is 68. Tony Klatka from Blood, Sweat, and Tears is 68 today. And Kiki D is 67 today. We're getting old. And last but not least, Suzanne Croft from the Partridge Family is 51 today. Well, up next, a gentleman named Dave Burke. Dave, Speed Queen Mystery Date album is just chock full of wonderful songs. He plays pop music and offers up a tasty twist on energetic power pop that is fresh with an immediate familiarity. Clever lyrics, infectious melodies, soaring guitar solos, explosive drumming, and percolating retro synth lines. That's good writing. Combined to bring a colorful palette of fun. Here's Dave Burke with Speed Queen Mystery Date.
one where the signs always flicker in, with the retro plastic chairs in bright orange, yellow, and green. On my final load and my last quarter makes an escape, Mr. Washington rolls to a perfectly unreachable place. I lay my pride on the floor, everyone's staring at me. And then the pretty girl says, hey, you can share a dryer with me.
Well, they formed in 1963. They were Winona, Minnesota's first rock and roll band. Members were Roy Berger, Greg Bombenek, Chip Andrus, and Greg Jeserik. And Greg wrote this song titled My Baby. They recorded it back in 65. This band even appeared on Jack Thayer's Corner Drug, a TV show fashioned after American Bandstand in the Twin Cities. By June of 65, though, alas, they disbanded and scattered off to college. Here's the Messengers with My Baby. We'll see you next week. Try and take